Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of Holy Week, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor, and she now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is Betrayal.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him, one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas the betrayer said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Word of God. There is probably nothing more painful in our lives than betrayal, the sense of being harmed by the intentional actions or omissions of a trusted person. It is a violation of personal trust or confidence shared in good faith to another. Betrayal can consist of lies, emotional or physical infidelity, and physical violence. Betrayal of trust can destroy marriages and family relationships. It can violate personal integrity and rights. Depending on the degree of betrayal, it can be devastating to its victims. All of this is evident in today's gospel. For a mere 30 pieces of silver, Judas Iscariot initiates the arrest that leads Jesus into the mystery of his passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus knows what Judas has done. He does not condemn him. He challenges him to consider the consequences of his actions. Judas's betrayal of Jesus and the recognition of what he has done leads him to despair and suicide. As we enter into the celebrations of this week, let us pray for the many people who have suffered injustice and betrayal. Let us ask God's ongoing healing for them and for the grace to rebuild their lives in forgiveness and trust. May we become ever more merciful in our dealings with others as we share our lives and preaching mission. Amen.